السيدات والسادة الحضور.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you and thank the Committee on International Assistance for deploying their efforts in undertaking the mandate. Mr. President, we meet in the midpoint of the Oslo Action Plan in order to showcase the achievements that we made and the challenges that we are facing in order to come up with the right solutions to fulfill our obligations under the Convention. Under Action 42, the government of Iraq is deploying all its efforts to secure financial lines, to secure supervision, assessment, and evaluation of the actions underway and the training courses to upgrade the levels of the miners, in line with the national and international mine standards. The General Directorate of Mine Action in the Kurdish region of Iraq has also undertaken efforts in this respect. Mr. President, we have provided a second update under Article 5 of the Convention that has to do with providing details of the implementation of our actions. We are undertaking efforts to find new and innovative solutions in collaboration with donor organizations in order to identify the volume of contamination, as well as concluding partnerships with international organizations like the Danish IPF organization as regards survey and decontamination, with a view to establishing development projects on the released lands. We also showcase all information about the progress made and the challenges faced that have to do with the gender perspective under Article 7 of the Convention. As regards Action 44 of the Oslo Action Plan, the meetings that we undertake with the participation of government and public and international entities, they all help coordinate the mine action and support the national implementation efforts. Under Action 47, Iraq conducted two meetings for donor countries in 2022 and 2022, and with the support of the UNMAS, with a view to showcasing the reality of contaminated areas and supporting the goals of the Convention, along with support cooperating with UNMAS and the European Union Commission in Iraq to decontaminate landmines that are contaminated by IEDs and anti-personnel mines in order to promote gender perspective as well. During that year, the National Strategic Plan on Mine Action between 2022 and 2028 will be released. This strategy was developed by all national and government sectors and international partners, along with the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining. Mr. President, the large contamination in Iraq and the large casualties among civilians, as well as the loss of agricultural land and desertification, requires an international stance by the Convention and the international partners and the United Nations to decontaminate the agricultural land that are mined by IEDs and anti-personnel mines. This has an environmental impact that affects public health by the loss of large swaths of agricultural lands. in addition to the explosions that lead to casualties among civilians and livestock. My government calls upon the presidency and all the states, parties, and the international community to provide support and assistance to Iraq through providing teams to undertake technical surveys and provide assistance and cooperation so that we can fulfill our obligations under the conventions according to the our national priorities, so that the affected communities would be better served and the government would be served to provide development assistance to the affected communities. Thank you.